Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about broken hearts. When I was a teen, my dearest song was Angie, Angie. from the Rolling Stones. And this song came true again and again and again in my life. I had better and deeper love relationships than I have ever seen in videos or have read. They were so dramatically and so overpowering and so much love, awesome. And then they crash. And now it's starting getting difficult. It feels so that we are torn apart. And it is true. We're missing a part of ourselves that we have given our darling, and we're missing that part of our darling so that we feel total incomplete. It is so that we have given one part of us and got the other part and now change, finish, and we feel really terrible. And we have dreamed from the everlasting love, every day, nice, beautiful time together, from kids, marriage, and all these things. And these daydreams come never true. It's actually so that our animal mind creating them with all the emotions and thoughts and imaginations. Because nature wants kids. And nature have to convince us that our partner is a dream partner. That we stick together. And to get the kids. It is programmed deep in us. And so we get these fantasias. We cannot get them rid. They are overpowering us during the day, all the time, because this is our animal mind. And the animal mind is so very strong in us. We cannot fight against it. You see them and know that these are just dreams. What are saying religion about this? Worldly love is an illusion, sure. And Krishna said, worldly pleasure is first the paradise and afterwards hell. True, true. This never means that we should not go be engaged of it. What we should do after such separation? We go to a therapist or to a friend and tell with all of our emotions the relationship and the separation, how we feel right now, that we unburn ourselves. And the therapist or friend should not interfere, should not give good advice, because we need somebody where we are together, that we unburn us and then we feel lighter. And after some time, we should let go all of our feelings of our dreams, instead to stick on them our whole life. Let them go. And if you feel lonely, live together with other people, with your friends or community. This would be the best solution. Okay, we are not directly open for the next love relationship, so we should be open to use our time creative instead to waste it in suffering and so on. Start something new. Look for new friends. Look for new people. Be with them together. And after some time, you're open again for a new attempt to get in love. And this time you know you will have these fantasies. And these fantasies never will come true. Just watch them. And if you're getting in love, contact that person like a normal person, because you know we are all imperfect. We have so many faults. You cannot idealize any person on this planet. We are not perfect. And in a love relationship, we emphasize the negative and the positive habits of every person. So if I'm deep love with somebody, then this body has also something very, very disturbing. It must be so, because virgin love is polarity. So love, true love, is to accept the worst habits and not try to transform that person. And try not to make the same mistakes again and again. So, and then go in love, enjoy your time, and let it go. Just be open for that. Okay, even love hurts so much. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.